For KBCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. People gathered in downtown Riverside on Monday to join national protests against President Trump's strikes on Iran. KBCR's Madison Ament reports.
People waved signs condemning the war and chanted it passing cars near the Cesar Chavez Memorial in downtown Riverside. The protest was organized by the left-wing group the Party for Socialism and Liberation. They say they don't want their tax dollars funding foreign wars. Juan Morales helped organize the protest.
Yeah, we believe that our money should be going to our health care. Our money should be going to fixing our infrastructure, to making sure that our schools have proper funding. Yeah, instead of going to dropping bombs.
Others there said the strikes on Iran will have negative consequences for normal Americans and Iranians. More protests are planned for this weekend. For KBCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
A day laborer in Pomona is still detained at the Adelanto Ice Processing Center near the Mojave Desert, despite family members raising concerns over his deteriorating health. As KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports, now local and federal lawmakers are demanding his release.
Ramiro Santiago Pacheco Martinez was waiting for the bus in Pomona to go pick up his diabetes medication when Border Patrol agents arrested him last November. His daughter, Jax, says he's been detained for 3 months.
They're probably still not giving him his medication regularly.
She says he's been dealing with physical and mental health issues. Alexis Deodoro with the Pomona Economic Opportunity Center says Pacheco Martinez has a pacemaker. Deodoro is worried his detention could have devastating consequences.
There's people that have died in Adelanto, and that's not what we want.
Local, state, and federal lawmakers wrote to DHS to demand Pacheco Martinez's release. The Pomona City Council is expected to pass a resolution Monday to join those efforts. DHS did not respond to requests for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Pomona.
And an update, the council voted unanimously last night to adopt a resolution calling on ICE to release Pacheco Martinez from custody. Governor Gavin Newsom blamed counties for not doing enough to implement Care Court today and threatened to take funding away from counties that aren't seeing results. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
California's Care Court program is intended to get those suffering from severe mental illness off the street, but the program hasn't helped nearly as many people as projected. Newsom once again took aim at counties for not doing enough to reduce unsheltered homelessness, saying many have been slow to adopt Care Court.
It's state law. Counties are required under state law to implement Care Court. It's the law. So why the hell are we funding them? They can't get it done.
The governor touted Alameda County's progress on getting people into treatment through Care Court. At the same time, he criticized a handful of counties he says are falling short, including San Francisco, right across the bridge, Santa Clara, and Los Angeles.
I'm happy to sweep every damn dollar and redirect it to those, you know, folks up in Humboldt, folks over here in Alameda. Pay for performance, period. It's just, that's common sense.
Newsom's been increasingly critical of local governments in the past year for not turning state dollars into significant results on homelessness. His administration says it's tracking Care Court petition rates for each county to increase accountability. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Moreno Valley City Attorney Steven Quintanilla said Monday afternoon that the Moreno Valley Mall could reopen as soon as today. The mall has been mostly shuttered since February 19th due to what city officials described as life-threatening fire code violations. Quintanilla said 8 of the 9 violations that led to the mall's closure have been fixed. The remaining violation has to do with the mall's fire doors. City leaders said they were committed to reopening the mall as soon as possible and offered to hire a contractor to correct the violations and recoup the cost. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.